The next patient is Jared Freeland. The last name is F-R-E-E-L-A-N-D. First name, J-A-R-E-T. This is the clinical case of a 41-year-old white male that we've been following the practice because of the presence of hematuria. This hematuria is most likely associated to a kidney stone. That is present in the right ureteropelvic junction and is 1.2 centimeters in diameter, period. The patient is going to be taken to OR by Dr. Onishi, O-N-Y-S-I-S-H-I, Onishi, this coming Monday, in order to remove the stone and put a stent, period. Whether or not the hematuria is associated to the stone is the most likely situation, but we don't know. We will find out. Number two, arterial hypertension. Today, the blood pressure is way out of control. 146 over 100. The patient is not taking the medications as ordered, and he was advised to follow other recommendations. Following number, the patient has chronic pancreatitis, and according to the gastroenterologist, the patient has a pseudocyst that is under evaluation. Last week, the patient went to the hospital for abdominal CT scan, and after he had the oral contrast, he was sick, went to emergency room, was evaluated. At that time, the blood pressure was 144 over 78. Period. The patient needs and continues to follow up with the gastroenterologist for this pseudocyst. Following number, the patient has significant nicotine abuse with changes in the chest, highly suggestive of COPD. Following number, the patient has fibromyalgia. We are going to reevaluate this case in 3 to 4 months with laboratory workup. A paragraph, we spend 8 minutes reviewing the lab and the visit to emergency room. In the face-to-face, 15 minutes, in the recommendation, in the documentation, 7 minutes.